I started to call you earlier.
Right across the thought our strategy worked pretty well.
Sure did. I thought you looked like to me that you know how to gain votes instead of losing.
I can't hear you.
I said, it looks to me like you know how to win votes instead of lose them.
Well, I knew this was the right thing for us, Drew, and you did exactly the right thing.
Well, it looks like you...
Thing was good, too. We showed some flexibility, and then we buried the thing. That was a big reversal over last year. And I think all to the good.
Well, now, how many votes have you had?
Well, compared to 47 to 47, we've got 54 to 46.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a big vote, and on the important question, 66 to 48, as against 56 to 49.
That's wonderful.
That's quite a pickup.
Yes, it is.
And then, of course, on the Italian resolution, I never expected we'd carry that. I told Dean and others that we would not carry it. But on the other hand, we showed that we recognize some of our allies had some problems. The Chinese are delighted. They're now saying that our strategy was exactly the right strategy. And the foreign minister made a call on me to thank us, thank me. So that, I think it was a pretty good day.
And Chang's not pulling out.
I knew that.
Don't you agree? Yep. Yeah, it was a bluff. Hey, you did a wonderful job. I was in Austin. I went in today to spend an hour or two on some of our budget things. And I saw on the ticker, got the word what happened. And I started to call you and told them I wanted to. And I just got back in here tonight. And I sure think you had a good day.
Well, thank you. And you had a good day. Authorized. You have to make these damn hard decisions.
Well, I'm mighty glad.
It's hard to predict in advance what'll happen.
Well, I'm mighty glad to get it. Did they talk to you about Tex Goldsmith?
Yes, I'm going to call him. He called me today, but I was busy with this damn thing.
Well, what I wanted to do, I have no idea that he would be the slightest interested.
Yes.
But I was thinking of somebody that, I thought that I would like to have, and I thought of him because he has a lot of experience there. I mean, his sympathy from the days of San Francisco right up this moment, his heart is in it. He's kind and sweet and good. A boy that's been of great general affect me. He and Wiki both had a very good influence through the years on me. And I thought I'd bring him in first as an assistant secretary. I thought I might put him in one of the department places. But since he's already up there and been in that type of work, I thought maybe that wouldn't do any harm and might do some good to give him a chance at this place if you thought that he wouldn't do you any harm.
Well, he's a good fellow. I like that. And why don't I talk to him tomorrow and report to you our conversation?
Well, I think that's all right. I thought what I'd do, if you didn't object to it, I would just talk to him and tell him...
I don't object at all.
I thought I'd just talk to him and tell him that I could recommend him for this place, and I'd talk to you, and you would be glad to work with him, and I'd talk to Rusk, and he would be glad to work with him. He would be agreeable to it and see whether he has any interest. And I don't know, he might lose his permanent place in the whole United Nations setup. Do you know whether he would or not?
I don't know, Mr. President. I haven't talked to him. That's fine with me.
Do you know, and I ask him to get in touch with you, or I'll call you back right as soon as I talk to him.
That's fine.
What does this place pay?
This place here, I think it pays $25,000 or $27,500. I don't remember exactly.
I'll find out. I got the impression when Jimmy Roosevelt left that he got 30 and he took a reduction 27.
Yeah,
27.5.
27.5 was the figure I thought.
I think that's right.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, I'll call you back then tomorrow if I hear from him.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
Give my name.